I'm Catherine Heller, Windows Live Technical Evangelist. And here today with me is Mike from the Messenger team. Mike, do you want to introduce yourself for the folks on On10?
Sure. My name is Mike Bramlage. I'm a Senior Product Manager for Windows Live Messenger in our online services business.
So, well, Messenger, I mean, Messenger's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Instant messaging has been around for probably about 10 years now.
And what types of things can people do with instant messaging?
Well, it started out as essentially a contact list that shared presence. Now, presence is an individual's personal status that other users will subscribe to get updates. And with presence, we also added text. So the real fundamental core of instant messaging up front was a contact list with presence with the ability to do text IM. But since those past 10 years have sort of evolved, we've added on additional layers of functionality, things like file transfer between users, things like voice between users, things like PC to PSTN calling, where you can actually make a phone call from your computer directly to the telephone network. And one of the neatest things we've got to show is we've layered on additional functionality for video. So you can actually have a peer-to-peer, fully synchronized voice and video conversation.
Well, so that sounds like a lot of stuff has been added over the years to the IM client.
Exactly.
So where are we today? What can we see?
Okay, well, let's actually take a dive into the product. What we're looking at right now is Windows Live Messenger version 8.5, which is currently in beta. It's been in open beta for about a month or two now, and it's expected to release sometime in the fall of this year, of 2007. The first thing you'll notice before I log in is a new look and feel. It brings this closer in alignment with the look and feel of Windows Vista. So as I log in, what you'll notice is I'm logging in with an @hotmail.com address. This is a Windows Live ID. One of the things that we've been adding, as I mentioned, we sort of evolved what instant messaging is over the years and added on additional functionality. One of the directions we went as well, in addition to just adding new communications functionality, is adding the ability to personalize your experience. Because ultimately you're representing an identity to the rest of the people in your contact list. One of the ways you can do that is by changing your name, by changing your status, by inserting a personal status message. You'll see here that I'm broadcasting to everyone else in my contact list that I'm on 10.net right now. And to your original question, we also offer users the ability to update their display pic.
Okay.
So they can either choose from a set of display pics that we pre-install with the machine, with the application, or they can choose any picture from their photo gallery or anywhere else they find the photo.
Okay. So that will be the photo that appears during the conversation?
Exactly, exactly. And this is, there's an interesting view of this. Let me show you real quick. We added a new view in version 8.1 to alter the way that the contact list is represented to the end user. This is the new view. What I had it on before was the classic view that shows just the name, the buddy icon, and the presence. So this goes a step further and actually shows you the display pics of people on your contact list.
Oh, that's right, because before you used to get the little messenger guy, right? Was that the one, the same picture that you get for all of your contacts?
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. So we still see some stock photos or display pics, call them, the chessmen and all of that. I guess that's a Windows user photo.
Exactly.
So great. So anyway, if I'm a new user to Messenger, what are the types of things that I would do with the Messenger client?
Great. So the first thing you want to do is obviously add a buddy. The way to extract the most value from the service is to obviously communicate with other people on your contact list. So having someone on your contact list is super important.
You can't talk to yourself. Is that something you would have a conversation with yourself on Messenger?
You really can't. But we've recently integrated a number of new functionality that allows for bots or agents.
Okay.
So while this is typically a peer-to-peer, human-to-human type of interaction, there are ways to actually have conversations with agents or robots, which are sort of automated intelligence.
Okay. Just in case anyone wants to get started and they don't happen to have any contacts they can start IMing with, you can start with one of the agents.
Exactly. So it's super easy to actually add a contact. You can add their instant messaging address, and you can actually upload contact information for that individual.
So exactly what is an instant messaging address? What is the type of thing that I have to type in there to describe my contact? Is it their name, or what is it?
Right. Well, the vast majority of Windows Live Messenger users sign up with the Windows Live ID. So an @hotmail.com or an @msn.com address. But we've actually partnered with Yahoo, who has another instant messaging network, to federate our backends so that essentially I can add a Yahoo Messenger contact into my Windows Live Messenger contact list and carry on a text-based conversation with that individual.
Okay.
So that's a relatively new innovation that we brought to market from Yahoo and Windows Live. And it's really a departure from the history of IM, which are these closed networks, mm-hmm. where both users must have the same client and the same account to be able to, or the same account type to be able to have a conversation.
Okay, so this would be this is the email address, if you will, that represents my contact.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's super easy to add a contact. Going back to my contact list. You can see that I've actually added a whole bunch of contacts.
Okay.
And when we look at contacts, there's a lot of information that's ultimately being represented. You've got the buddy icon, which illustrates what their current status is. So you can see for Ellen, for instance, she's listed as busy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also be able to see that Kevin is listed as away.
And is this what you referred to before as presence?
Exactly.
This is the presence information.
Exactly.
Right?
And
okay. So
right,
what are they doing? Yeah, well, what, I guess not what they're doing is, what's their status? Do they want to be, are they busy? Do they want
exactly.
to be, can they be disturbed? Or
exactly. So I'm actually publishing my presence to everyone on my contact list, and I'm showing that I'm online.
Okay.
Obviously, since we're on the air right now, I can change that to busy. And right now, this status is being published to everybody else that subscribes to me on their contact list. So they know now not to contact me, because I'm obviously busy.
So that your mom doesn't send you a message right now?
Exactly. And as I mentioned earlier, there's multiple ways that we want to make this a more personalized experience for users. So in addition to a standard status message like online, away, or busy, we also have the we also provide the user with the opportunity to provide a more customized status message. So right now I'm saying I'm on 10.net. Mm-hmm. I could alter this to say I'm going to the mall. And by clicking enter, this is then published out to everybody else on my contact list that subscribes to me, and they can actually see what I'm doing at this given point in time.
Okay, so maybe we go to them all after we finish
conversation
here
exactly.
on 10. Great, that's cool. And so now you have your contacts. You can see whether they're online or not, whether they're busy, whether they're away. So then what's the next step?
So the next step is obviously communicating,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the main value this provides users. And as I mentioned earlier, you can communicate in numerous ways. So you can do just straight text.
Mm-hmm.
You can communicate text PC to PC. You can communicate text from PC to mobile. So if I actually enter someone's cell phone number and they allow for SMS text messages, I can send a message from Messenger to that individual's cell phone via SMS. You can also communicate via voice as well as via video. So let's just jump in. I'll show you an example. Here's a contact of mine, Ellen. Let's close her contact card. If you see within the conversation window, there's a number of things I can do here. I can click to add an additional buddy, so I can have a three-way or four-way conversation. In addition, I can share files with Ellen. This is a functionality we've had for a while, but we created a new essential feature that's called shared folders.
Mm-hmm.
So I can not only share individual files with a friend, I can share entire folders with them.
Is that going to integrate with Live Folders, the new beta service that we've released, or?
TBD.
Okay.
So TBD at this point. In addition to sharing files, I can also have a webcam conversation. If I just clicked here, it would start a video call. I can have a pure PC to PC voice call. Plus, I can go even further than that and actually play certain games and activities with this particular contact. So this really illustrates how we've gone from pure presence and text 10 years ago to now, which is sort of a more rich, more personalized experience for communications.
So there's a number of different ways which you can communicate with someone through Messenger.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. So what about integration with other Windows Live services?
Yeah.
Are there ways that Messenger ties into things in other
things? Yep.
What can you show us?
Yeah, great question. That's one of the main benefits of Windows Live Messenger. So what you'll notice here on the left-hand side of my Messenger window are what we call gleams. Now, gleams notify users if a change has been made to that particular individual's Windows Live space. So maybe in this instance, Brett uploaded a new set of photos, or Brett wrote a new blog entry, or someone made a really witty comment on his trackbacks. That will notify me through this gleam in my Windows Live Messenger client.
And so you can go direct. Can you go directly from there to that person's space?
Yes, exactly. And you can even get a little preview if you look at Brett's contact card. So here I can see a list of thumbnails, essentially of the photos that Brett has uploaded to his space. I can also click to view his profile. I can do a whole number of things directly from this contact card. So what's really neat is Messenger not only performs the entire range of communications, but it's also an aggregator of what's happening in Brett's life as tracked on his space, and it brings it all into the messenger experience.
And you can see that. You don't have to go to his space to see, has he made an update? You can just see it right here when you have your contact.
Exactly.
Now, how are these contacts, again, how are they related in any way to the contacts I might have in you know, mail or some of the other services where I have also contacts? Would I see my email contacts on here? Would I see my Spaces friends in this list?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when you log into Messenger with your Windows Live credentials, you're not just bringing up your Messenger buddies, you're also bringing up your entire contact list. So as I scroll down, you can actually see that there are a number of, well, these are all offline contacts, but there's a number of contacts that aren't my instant messaging buddies. So this here is a complete list of all the individuals on my contact list that I have an email relationship with, but I haven't yet established a Messenger relationship with them.
Okay, so there is a difference. It's not just that having an email address isn't the same as the Messenger contact. They're just in the same book, if you will.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So you mentioned some service integration points between Windows Live Messenger and other Windows Live properties. There's actually some other neat ones with our Maps property. So let me pick on Karen real quick. And what you'll notice too, this is kind of interesting, as opposed to having the Messenger Buddy icon show up, which really indicates whether she's online or offline on the PC, Karen has actually set up her account so she can receive text messages on mobile. So by clicking to have a conversation with her, if I actually sent her a note, this would be routed through SMS to her mobile phone. But in terms of service integration, what I wanted to show you was Karen's contact card. So Karen's actually gone sort of a step further and added her her address, so I know exactly where she is. And this is great if I want to fill out, let's say, invitations to a party. Mm-hmm. But with the address, we actually hyperlink it in the contact card, and we draw off maps. So we can actually zoom in directly to where she's listed her location at that given time.
Now, is there, now Messenger, or the contact information allows you to specify a number of different addresses. You can have a business address, you can have a home address. Which one gets displayed on that contacts card?
I'm not actually sure what the sort of algorithm is to decide which one gets pulled in.
So we'll leave that for, as an exercise for our viewers to
exactly.
to figure out which one. I know I'm going to go back and look at that.
So some other things too. We talked about how Gleams brings spaces into the Messenger experience. There's some other neat things you can do with Messenger that often go overlooked. One is our Windows Live Alerts platform, which allows users to sign up and to subscribe to updates, perhaps from Newsweek or another content provider that come right into the Messenger client. The way that that's facilitated is through a little alert that pops up in your lower right-hand screen, and they ultimately get cached in this tab.
And is that what people call sometimes a toast?
Exactly.
You get a toast pop-up? Okay.
That's exactly what it is. So both toast and alerts are pretty synonymous. But what's interesting, though, is we're using this application, which I primarily use for communicating, to also aggregate in certain content that I might want to see from the rest of the online world.
And so that comes in, do you have to have the Messenger client running in order to receive those alerts?
Yep, you have to have the Messenger client running, and you should be logged in to be able to receive an alert or a toast.
Now, what about, so we were talking about integration points, is there a way, are there ways for me to easily go to other Windows Live offerings I have? Can I get to my space? Can I get to my mailbox? Are there ways for me to connect there from my Messenger client?
Yeah, absolutely. I often think of this as sort of like the central hub for your Windows Live experience. And it's interesting because it sits on the desktop as opposed to through a browser. So from here, we'll actually look at sort of this dashboard view up top. If I click here, this will take me off to my Windows Live Mail account. And we've actually integrated it to such an extent where I can actually see that I've got 8 unread mails sitting in my inbox.
Which you probably don't want to read here live in front of the world.
Exactly. Going further just from left to right, you can see that this is a button that will take me off to my set of sharing folders. And what this indicates to me is that I've got 11 new files that have either been added brand new or have been recently synchronized between myself and my contact.
Oh, so those folders aren't, they don't exist just for the duration of a conversation, they keep living on?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I always thought that they lived on only during the conversation.
No. What it does is it essentially replicates the file from my contact's hard drive onto my hard drive, and then when both users are logged in, it will check to make sure that both files are the same. And if there's been any delta, it'll synchronize and reconcile those changes.
And can both sides write to it, or is that also configurable?
Both sides can write to it.
Oh, they can.
Yep.
You can't stop the other side from writing.
Let's see, can you stop the other side from writing to
I'm asking all the hard questions.
You certainly are. No, you can't. It's sort of part of the sharing relationship is that in order to establish that link, both sides have the ability to read or write documents that exist in there.
So great, that's a great way to have some documents that you're sharing on, you're working on together, maybe a list of people you want to invite to a party, maybe a list of places that you're going to go on a trip. Okay.
Yeah, but the cool thing is that this doesn't really live in the ether. This lives on the individual's hard drive. So any changes that that are made, I could, in essence, sort of block those changes by moving the folder and copying it to another folder in my hard drive, not the same people.
But now, if I use my same live ID on multiple machines, what happens when I go to another machine? Will those folders be replicated to that machine as well?
No, it's local.
Okay, so it's that one machine where you actually did the sharing from.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So it doesn't roam with you, so to speak. It's something that you have on that. Okay. That's good to know. And you know, I've always wondered, those little tabs that run, you know, down the side of the Messenger client, what are those tabs for? How do they, can you configure them? How do they appear?
Yeah, great point. So this is another example of sort of aggregating content into the Messenger client. So these are all tabs that we've either provided ourselves or third-party sponsors have inserted in here. Mm-hmm. And what's unique about this is these tabs are actually tied to the account. So if I sign in with a Windows Live ID that was based in France, I would see nothing but French tabs.
Okay, so they will vary regionally depending on where your Live ID is registered.
Exactly.
Or configured.
Exactly. Okay. And really the point of this is again about sort of bringing in more of the online experience into the Messenger client experience.
Oh, that's cool. And so, and what's your favorite feature of the new ones that are included in this beta?
Of the new tabs and new features?
The new features.
So I'm a big design guy, and I like the new look and feel of it. I think it actually blends very well with Windows Live Vista, and it sort of creates this seamless experience where you can go from the OS to the client to having a conversation with one of your friends, sort of in a seamless way where it looks pretty much all the same as you go through.
It certainly lines up really nicely there with the sidebar.
Yeah,
it's kind of
exactly.
A very nice Vista look and feel. So where can our viewers get Messenger? They don't already have it installed, where can they go?
That's a great
it?
Question. So they can go to messenger.live.com and they can either get the existing version that's out there. I believe it's version 8.1 right now. Plus there's a link on that site where they can sign up to join the beta.
Okay, so that's great. So hope you'll all go out and install the Messenger beta and tell us what you think. And Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.